This is Gordon Strong, the Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Coniston Bluebird Bitter. It's a Category 8B Best Bitter. Out of the bottle, it's bottle conditioned. The bottle makes a big deal about it being bottle conditioned, which should certainly help it survive on the shelf a little bit better. It's the champion beer of Britain from 1998. It's a 4.2% alcohol beer in bottled form, so the nice thing about it is it does come in right in the middle of the style guidelines. Okay, the first thing I noticed looking at it, it's a light amber color. It's got quite a bit of gold to it, so it's sort of straddling that gold to amber color. That's very nice. It's very clear, and it had a moderate sized off-white head. So all of that is fine for a bottled product, certainly. Smelling it, the nose is all about hops. Moderate intensity, which is actually sort of on the high side of the lower strength English bitters. They smell spicy, floral, sort of resiny. Very interesting. The malt is a little more subdued. It's light in intensity and grainy and very lightly caramely. I'm getting next to no esters, lower than a lot of examples, no diacetyl. So that's pretty good. The hop variety seems a little unusual because it's a little on the resiny side, but it's not sort of a citrusy or piney. So it's interesting. Not exactly sure of the variety. I'm going to give the aroma a 10. Usually I expect a little bit more malt and a little bit more esters. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with the hops. Taste it now. Okay, that's definitely a bitter. It's decidedly bitter. I'd peg it at high. And that's sort of accentuated by sort of a dry, minerally finish. A little sulfury, like a, Burtonized kind of water. Yeah, there's sort of an extra sort of flinty, minerally flavor that you get from sulfate water, and I'm getting that here. The hop flavor is high, too. It's that same floral, spicy, resiny flavor. Esters are subdued. The malt is in the background, really. It seems like a good English variety. It's got that sort of bready, grainy, biscuity note to it. Just a hint of caramel, not much. The malt doesn't come across as sweet, so they've mashed for attenuation and they haven't used a lot of crystal malts. It's getting hardly any sort of impression of sweetness, which lets the hop flavor ride on through unabated and the bitterness to last through the finish. So it's definitely a bitter-focused beer. And it's fairly clean by English standards, not getting a whole lot of esters or other things going on. They're clearly trying to showcase the hops here. I'll give that a 17. Usually I pick up a little bit more of the traditional English malt flavors and a little bit more esters. So I'm not sure if those have been, if that's what I get for it being in a bottle and being shipped over here. The esters can reduce over time, and the malt flavors can fade, but the hops have held on. On to mouthfeel. It's between a medium light and medium body. Medium carbonation, which is okay for a bottled beer. I'm not getting any other palate sensations. Except maybe to comment on that sort of sulfury dryness that you get. I guess that's sort of a general mouthfeel. But that's all reasonable, so I give that a 5. So overall, this is really all about hops. It's a bitter, balanced beer towards the top end of the style. So, you know, if you're trying to understand the full range of this style, this is sort of interesting because it sort of nails the upper end of bitterness and hop flavor and hits, you know, sort of a lower end in the balance of malt. But it's also a good example for understanding that there is a range of examples, and not everybody's going to be trying to clone a specific beer. This is a beautiful interpretation of it because it is showcasing English ingredients. The hops are more forward, and the ester and malt are more subtle than many. But it does make a definite statement as a bitter, because that's what your brain registers when you put it in your mouth, is wow, that's bitter. So that's an interesting balance, and people looking for a sort of a aggressive bitter, this is worth seeking out in a bottle. It's in a half liter bottle. So it's quite nice, fairly fresh. Minor changes for the bottle, I would guess. They don't seem to have ramped up the gravity that much, if at all. 4.2 is a reasonable level for a best bitter. And there's only a little bit more carbonation in here than you'd get in a draft product. But, you know, if you give it a good pour in an upright glass down the center, you can knock some of the carbonation out of it and get the feel of a real ale better. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall. Quite to style. Interesting brewer interpretation of a classic style. So that's 44 overall. So that's the Coniston Bluebird Bitter, Category 8B, Best Bitter.